Hey guys, welcome to the Zoe's Corner podcast. I'm your host, Margaret Zoe Connie Chibula now, because I got married. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. This is a platform where I aim to inspire, create, and encourage.
Mabuhay, Isabella. I am goddess of the Luangwa, protector of wildlife and the Luangwa River. My environmental advocacy focuses on water and wildlife conservation and preservation, where wildlife in my country are always being illegally poached and the Luangwa River is under threat. My name is Margaret Zoe Connie. I am an accountant and entrepreneur. I am 22 years old and I come from the home of the mighty Victoria Falls, Zambia. Salamasko.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Yeah, that was totally me. And as you guys can see from the title, today I will be talking about pageantry. So, oh my gosh, I don't even know where to start. For those, you know, I was watching the video of myself and I was like, wow. Like, I sometimes forget that I was a pageant girl at some point in my life. Anyway, so pageantry, right? I don't know how many of you guys are interested in pageantry, or I'm sure like we all like know about pageantry, you know, the Miss Universes, the Miss World, Miss Grand International, and then there are other like smaller pageants that like not many people know of, like Miss Peace, Miss Polo, Miss Landscapes, Miss Tourism, Miss Ecotourism, Miss. They're endless, honestly. Anyway, so pageantry, right? How, like, if you want to join pageantry, like, how do you qualify? So to qualify for the Miss pageantry, so that's like Miss Earth, Miss World, Miss Universe, Miss whatever, anything that starts with a Miss, you have to be unmarried. You cannot be a Mrs. and want to join a Miss. So that's the first thing. And you need to be below the ages of 26. So you need to be 26 and below. I think that's what it was. So a lot of people that are interested in pageants really aim to do as many pageants as possible while they are below 26, because once you hit 26, it's over for you. So I joined this pageant when I was 21 and then went when I was 22. My birthday is in September, so I joined the pageant in like end of August, and then the pageant was in October. So that's, yeah, it didn't take long. Anyway, so how I got into pageantry, or into this pageant, I'm talking about the Miss Earth pageant. So basically my sister had done pageants. I mean, first of all, like everyone loves pageants. I think as kids, you know, used to model, oh, Miss whatever, Miss whatever, Miss whatever. And so my sister in college, in university, she actually won a pageant where she was Miss Ubisa. So she went to the University of Botswana, and the pageant was under Ubisa, stood for University of Botswana International Students Association or something, because she was an international student there. So that was the first pageant I remember, like, clearly, vividly, that my sister did. And then when she came to Zambia, she was bored, unemployed, and she was encouraged to join Miss Universe, because Miss Universe had, it hadn't been in Zambia for the past 7 years. And so they were just, like, reopening and everything. So she was part of that squad. So when she was participating in Miss Universe, she made it to top 10. And that was really, it was a nice experience to see, like, I think at some point in my life I wanted to model, and then it just like disappeared. So that kind of like revived it. But then I didn't want Miss Universe. I wanted something else. Everything I am passionate about, or anything I want to do, I always want to find purpose behind it. And so she met a girl who was in Miss Universe, who was going for a Miss Earth pageant, and she told me about it, and I was like, oh, Miss Earth. So I did some research about it, and I saw that it's a conservation pageant and everything, and I was like, oh, cool. I want. So that's how I got into it. Are there any pageant queens I know or like remember? Not really. So I'm not into pageants. I was a pageant girl, but I was not into pageants. And a lot of times people would be like, how come you went to the Philippines, but you don't know any pageant girls? Because like people would ask like, who's your favorite queen? Or at the time, the reigning Miss Earth, I didn't even know her. I didn't know where she came from. So everyone was like, oh my gosh, there's this person. And I had like no idea who they were. So any pageant queens? I think I know Emma Warias. She was Miss Botswana at some point. I know Juby Peacock. She was Miss Botswana in 2006, I think. I said Juby's name that way because I know her personally. Miss Zambia. I only met a Miss Zambia recently after this whole pageant thing. Her name is Michi Zambia Sweetheart. So I met her after the Miss Earth thing, and she told me she was a pageant. She was Miss Earth, not Miss Earth. She was Miss Zambia, and then she did Miss Africa as well. So, and then who else do I know? Isabel Chikoti. She was Miss Universe. She was the Miss Universe with the intake that like my sister entered. And then of course there's the Miss Universe, the Black Miss Universe. Oh, I forgot her name. And the fact that I forgot her name and she's black, it should really tell you something. Zozi Zizo, somewhere there, from South Africa. I love her. I loved her hair. I loved her body. I loved everything. So anyway, yeah, so you guys can tell that I'm not like a pageant person. And it's okay to if you're a pageant person. Like, it's totally okay. I'm just not a pageant person. Sorry for just the rambling. So yeah, why I joined, I wanted to make an impact in the conservation world, and I thought that that would be a nice platform for me to like jump on, you know. Yeah. Expectations. I expected to do a lot of networking. I expected to become famous. I expected to like gain like 10,000 followers on Instagram. I'm not even lying about this. I expected a lot of like endorsement deals. I expected to make money from pageantry. Like let's say a company calls you, let's say MTN calls me and says, oh, we'd like to use you on a billboard or da 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 da. That's what I expected. I expected having a manager, someone to manage me and to get me those endorsements. I expected to really have a voice on the conservation platform. I expected, like, when people think of conservation, I mean, they shouldn't think of me immediately, but my name should be like somewhere in their brain. So yeah, definitely mingling with important people that are in the conservation world and everything. So yeah, that was my expectation. The Philippines. I traveled to the Philippines. They are the founders, creators of Miss Earth. They are the hosts of Miss Earth. They host every year. I think maybe there's only been 2 years when they did not host. Vietnam hosted or something. But it's such a beautiful country. I love the islands. I love the people. So friendly. They're just nice people. I loved it. I loved it so much. I loved how we got to travel. I loved how it's a third world country, but they also had like the glitz and the glam. And yeah, man, like sometimes you look on this side of the road and you see like glitz and glam, and you look on the other side and you see something else, and you're like, man, same country, same city, same road, you know. But it was a really beautiful place. People are amazing. The food was interesting. It was very sweet. But anyway, I don't want to go on and on about the Philippines. Although I would love to, but bikinis. So I put like little bullet points, and yeah. So, you know, bikinis. I remember when I was signing up for Miss Earth. You know, I had I always tell people, like, the first time I meet them, I'm a church girl, and I remember they asked me, like, you know, what would you do, you know, you'll be told to wear a bikini and, you know, walk in front of people, you know, what would your church think about it, da 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 da. And I explained to them that, you know, I do love swimsuits. I love swimming. I'm a swimmer. I've been in swimsuits my whole life. I'm not afraid of swimsuits or anything. And wearing a swimsuit does not change who I am or what God thinks of me. It doesn't change my heart. My motive for wearing a swimsuit is to swim. It's not to, you know, try to entice guys or whatever. Like, nah, I don't have time for that. But anyway, it was, I know people always ask, like, oh my gosh, you know, as a child of God, how did you feel, you know, walking in front of, like, different people, strangers in a swimsuit, parading and everything. Honestly, it was uncomfortable because, as I mentioned, swimsuits are for swimming. They're not for walking around in. And so that was, it was a huge part of my pageantry experience that I didn't like. I like not wearing clothes, but only because I just want to be comfortable. But where you are not wearing clothes because you need to, like, parade and everything, you know, I think I was naive. I thought that, you know, like, I was being comforted, like, oh, you're wearing a swimsuit, you're modeling in front of people, it's fine because you're doing this for conservation. You know, you're making a difference. You know, people are going to, they're going to be aware of this and that. Da 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 da. So that's what I was thinking. And then when I actually got into the pageant and I saw that it's just a pageant like any other pageant, at the end of the day, it's a pageant. You know, if you ask yourself whether it is a conservation NGO or a pageant, at the end of the day, it's a pageant. And so I think after my mind switched and I saw that I'm actually not really making a difference walking around in a swimsuit, I became very uncomfortable. I became very self-conscious, and I did not enjoy that experience as much as I thought I would. I think there was also, like, a lot of intimidation. There was some intimidation because, first of all, like, you need to be, like, super tall, and I was not super tall. And so you have super tall girls, you have pageant girls, you have girls that are full-on makeup artists, you have girls that don't have natural hair, so their hair is easy to style and deal with and everything. Girls know how to put on their own lashes. I always needed help. I felt like I was such an amateur, and I would feel intimidated a lot. But honestly, like, my pageant sisters, like, they were so amazing. They were so amazing. They didn't look at it. Okay, I mean, some of them, of course, were, like, super competitive, but others were just there for the experience and just for having fun. And so they were not afraid of helping, you know. Like, I knew the people I could go to help with either, like, an outfit or, like, with my eyelashes or with help with my hair or something, like, ideas, like, oh, what should I wear? Should I match this with this? You know, so they'd help out with outfits and everything. And they would actually make me look good. So I loved that. Like, the girls were just so helpful, so caring, you guys. So caring. Hey guys, we're taking a quick break. I just wanted to share with you some information from this episode's sponsor. This episode's sponsor is Diamond Unearthed, a woman empowerment initiative that initially began as a primary online magazine in 2017. The magazine is a lifestyle Christian magazine for women that aims at highlighting women and the incredible work they're doing in their respective fields. We believe that women are true diamonds. In September 2019, Diamond Unearthed Events was launched. This is the events wing of Diamond Unearthed, where we bring women together to come and experience the magazine live. This is conducted through having keynote speakers, panel discussions, marketing businesses, and intentionally creating a platform for inter-mentorship to occur. For more information, you can find them on Instagram at Diamond Unearthed. That's Diamond Unearthed. You can find them on Facebook as well at Diamond Unearthed. Alrighty, back to today's episode. Another point I jotted down for this podcast was racism. So, yeah, guys, I did experience racism. And again, it's something that I was so blind. I was so naive. I was so, again, I'm not a pageant girl. I know nothing about pageants. And I don't think I was adequately prepared because the time from the auditions to the, from auditions to like the actual pageant, it was like a month. So there was really no there was not enough time for preparation. And so, yeah, the racism, it started off like subtle, but then others were just like unashamed to be racist, where like they would push the people of color or the dark girls, actually, not people of color, because people of color were celebrated, but not the black ones. So us black sisters would be pushed to the back or pushed to the side and would be like cropped out. And, you know, they wouldn't call for us on the first go to be part of, to like meet important people or take pictures next to important people. And I remember I had to fight that so much. I fought it. And I remember I once spoke to one of the organizers who kept pushing the black sisters to the back and just kept pushing the Latinas to the front and everything, those that were like popular and everything. And I remember calling the organizer and just giving him a pep talk and just telling him about how we've all come from so far and we all want to be noticed. And I really gave him a piece of my mind. And I'm not gonna exactly tell you. Actually, okay, fine. I'll tell you guys what I said. I'll tell you. So... So I could tell that he was a people pleaser. Of course, in everything, there are favorites. As I always say, I'm God's favorite child, even though God doesn't have favorites. But in everything else, there are favorites. And so they were favorites in the pageant as well. And I could tell that he was a people pleaser. He wanted to please the favorites. And so I caught onto that weakness and I decided to twist it. So I told him... I told him about his behavior. I told him how we've all noticed it. And I told him that I'm representing everyone else who is not a favorite. And I told him that we all don't like him because of what he's doing. And if he wants to be liked by all of us, pretty girls from around the world, he needs to stop being biased. And immediately after, you know, I told him, I said, no one likes you. You see, Miss Shani, you see, Miss this one, Miss this, me, myself included, we all don't like you because this is what you're doing and it's not fair. And because, again, he's a people pleaser, it was wrong to pry on his weakness. I apologize. It was a moment of weakness for me. But I had to just, like, step in. And as I stepped in, when I told him that we don't like him and he needs to change, then he started calling, Miss Zambia, come to the front. Miss Zambia, come to the front. And I was like, okay. And so every time he would call me to the front for a picture, I would grab one of my sisters with me. So I remember I would grab, I'm not going to mention names because then you'll know that they were not favorites. So I would grab one here and I would grab another there and I'll be like, come, let's all share the spotlight. Let's all share the spotlight. And at least we got to, you know, be in the forefront. So that was nice. It was unfortunate, but at least we got to, our voices were heard. Another point I put down was pervs, because a lot of people ask, you know, in pageants, are there pervs and everything? Yes, they are. There are many old rich men who are looking for young girls to pry onto. And so you really need to be someone with integrity, because something else about pageantry I didn't like was that the judges were not professional. They were sponsors. So you'll find someone who's judging a pageant has no experience in pageantry, but is a CEO of a bank. And because they've pumped in money, they are judging. So, you know, you don't even know what they're looking for. So, you know, so what would happen is some girls would, like, you know, wink, flirt, you know, like, not necessarily do, like, sleep with them or anything or, like, allow them to touch them, but just, like, flirt enough to become a favorite so that they could win prizes. And so I really didn't like that. I didn't like the pervs. I was not going to compromise on anything I didn't care, you know, I really didn't care. So yeah. When coming back to Zambia, right, again, I had all these expectations. I had you know, I thought it would be like publicly broadcast. I thought of all these things, and I thought that the organization would, like, you know, assist me and help me and everything. But that didn't happen. We bumped heads a lot as well in the Philippines, and coming back was just like, it was sour. I came back sour. I came back sour, and the expectation versus reality did not do me good. Again, I stated my expectations in the beginning. I did not get any of that, and I saw that that pageantry was not going to be a platform where I got to use my voice in conservation. So I decided to leave. And when I, you know, put out a notice that I'm leaving and everything, it was difficult, because I couldn't explain everything to everyone. I mean, those close to me, like, knew all the details and everything. But again, I really wanted to make an impact. I really wanted to make a difference. And I just saw that this was not the way to make a difference. I felt like I had wasted a bit walking around in bikinis, because it didn't help with the poaching. It didn't help with, I think it did help with the, with my advocacy. I think that did help. But ish, yeah, pageantry, right? So anyway, I know something I'm eternally grateful for with pageantry is the sisterhood and the friendships I got to make. You know, something that they would always say is that now that you've met all these girls, you have like 90 houses around the world to like go for a sleepover in. So I know if I'm going to France, I'm not gonna pay for accommodation. I'm gonna go see my girl Allison. If I go to the Belize Islands or Trinidad and Tobago, I know I'm gonna be with my girl Renee. I know I'm gonna be with my girl Afeya. You know, if I want to go to SA, even, you know, I can, South Africa, sorry. If I want to go to South Africa, I know I've got my girl Margot. You know, we still talk, we all communicate. And so I'm really grateful for the friendships that I built during pageantry. And would I encourage you guys to jump on the pageant wagon? Sure, go ahead. Do you, boo-boo. Just don't be naive. Know why you're going there. Reduce your expectations. Please reduce your expectations. Unless you are in a country that's like super well funded with these things, like the USA or like like South America. I know they're big on pageants, but here in Zambia, where pageantry isn't taken seriously or pageantry isn't like a thing. Yeah, no. Don't expect much. Yeah, really don't expect much. So, yeah, guys, I hope I didn't ramble too much. So, yeah, let me know what your thoughts on pageantry, what your thoughts are on my experience with pageantry, and whether you would like to join a pageant or not. When people join pageants or want to join pageants, I give them both the good and the bad parts, and I always make sure that they make an independent decision. Sometimes I actually hold back on the bad parts because I wouldn't want to scare them or intimidate them, but I really wish that I was told the bad side just so that I'm not as naive and disappointed, if I can say. So yeah, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Please follow me on Instagram at MissKonnie25. That's MissKonnie, and the numbers 25. Reach out. Let me know what you'd like me to talk about. And yeah, I will see you on the next podcast. I love you. Bye.